Here's one to get your blood pressure up.
From Grenoble, in the French Alps, weighing 476 pounds, the eighth wonder of the world, Andre the Giant.
WrestleMania in its first season. That was 20 years ago this month. World Wrestling Entertainment marks the anniversary tonight with WrestleMania 20 at Madison Square Garden, where it all began. You've heard of the WWE's stars, Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and The Rock. They have millions of admirers, including two unlikely fans in New York. Justin Finnegan works at an international media company. Scott Butler works at a global financial firm.
A lot of wrestling fans are people who are somewhat well-educated, looking for a show that has more variety in its storylines. I mean, there are 2 hours of Monday Night Raw, 2 hours of WWE SmackDown, and it's a wide variety of characters and a lot of different things going. Beautiful physicality and real pulpy, sometimes noir type of storyline. So I think a lot more people get into it than a lot of people would believe right off the bat. In terms of the stereotype, I think the stereotype would be a knuckle-dragging, Confederate flag-waving type of toothless guy. But I would say that that stereotype would be incorrect.
Yeah, it doesn't hold. So, Justin, what is the allure, though? I mean, I think a lot of people look at it and say, look, this is, you know, it's all phony stuff. It's big guys kind of yelling at each other and posing. What's the allure of it?
It's I think you're going to find, just as there are people who really watch soap operas, there's the soap opera aspect of the wrestling is what brings the hook in. There's only so many times you can see someone thrown to the mat in wrestling moves, although that's one of the attractions to it. It's like kind of old cliffhangers, old serial cliffhangers. They never quite resolve the story.
Well, give us an example of one of your favorite storylines.
There was a time when Triple H, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, tricked Stephanie McMahon into marrying him. Stephanie McMahon is the daughter of Vince McMahon, who's the owner of WWE. And she, to be specific, she was drugged at her, she was supposed to marry another wrestler, drugged at a bachelorette party, and brought to Triple H, who then tricked her into getting married at a Vegas drive-thru. For several weeks, there was this kind of back and forth with Vince McMahon and Triple H about tricking his daughter into marrying him. And then the swerve at one of the pay-per-views was Stephanie actually joined with Triple H, falling in love with him. Kind of that Stockholm syndrome, so to speak, of falling in love with your captor. And then for a year or so, there was a whole McMahon, Hunter Hearst, Helmsley era in the WWE, which was like kind of big.
Do the storylines reflect, current events or other trends in society, you think, very directly?
This is Scott here. Definitely, yeah. They for better or for worse, shortly after we went to war in Iraq, a tag team showed up on the WWE called La Resistance, a French tag team who come to the ring waving a French flag and talking about how they really didn't want to fight and how Americans were brutish. And you could imagine about
I bet
how
they
well
got
that went
beat
over.
To a pulp.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can trace that back to when we were in the Gulf War. Sergeant Slaughter was someone I grew up with. He was even a member of the G.I. Joe team. In the 90s, he turned traitor and joined the Iraqi side, and he wrestled as an Iraqi sympathizer. To their credit, when 9/11 happened, they steered clear of really making any sort of Arabic or Muslim, enemy. That was kind of a good call on their part.
Justin Finnegan and Scott Butler are fans of World Wrestling Entertainment. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pro wrestling isn't just entertaining, it's good business. In the past year, WWE stock has risen 84%, an impressive figure for any company. Justin Finnegan and Scott Butler are just two examples of why the company is doing so well. Stock analyst Kathleen Heaney gives WWE a buy rating based partly on its, quote, loyal following among the valuable male demographic. Ms. Heaney follows retail companies for the Maxim Group in New York and joins us on the line from Long Island. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Can you explain why World Wrestling Entertainment stock has more than doubled in the past year? Following 3 years of declining TV audiences and the ill-fated foray into football with the now-defunct XFL.
Revenue is still expected to be down this year. So you can see on a lower revenue base, the profitability of the firm is improving. So that's really attributed mostly to cost-cutting. And as we look forward, they've cut costs. The move that they took a couple of years ago to split SmackDown and Raw.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those not familiar with wrestling, SmackDown and Raw are programs?
Correct. As they split it 2 years ago to try to develop the business even further to be able to expand internationally, there's only so much days in a person's life here that you can travel and do everything, so they split it into two brands. So the business model, from an analyst point of view, makes perfect sense. It's very leverageable. It's very attractive. I guess the problem that you have with WWE and to some extent Playboy, I think investors have a hard time taking these companies seriously.
So who are the people who decide to invest? Who are the investors?
I don't want to go through specific names, but I can tell you it's the mutual funds that would be recognizable probably to anybody.
How about you? Are you an investor, or is your firm an investor?
No, the analysts don't own stock in the companies that they follow.
Do you watch WrestleMania?
I don't have cable.
Aha.
Uh-huh.
That's not a direct answer, really, is it?
I can't.
Are you going to Madison Square Garden tonight?
I'm going to Madison Square Garden. I've gone to some of the events on Long Island as part of the due diligence as an analyst to see how the fans really react. It can kind of help you understand that there is a reason to believe that ratings are going to stabilize or even increase. So you have to do that.
Now, that's one of the most elaborate covers I've heard.
I'm a closet fan, is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. Kathleen Heaney is a stock analyst with the Maxim Group in New York. Have fun at the match tonight.
Thank you.